We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Spiritual Enlightenment, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians 1, 18 to 19. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I have just read from the King James Version. Spiritual understanding does not come automatically after salvation. It grows as we intentionally pursue God. Many believers are saved, yet remain limited because they do not press into the knowledge of what has been freely given to them in Christ. The prayer in Ephesians is not for unbelievers, but for believers, showing that there is much more to discover after conversion. When the eyes of our understanding are enlightened, our priorities begin to change. We start valuing eternal things above temporary ones. The hope of his calling becomes clearer, and we begin to live with purpose. The riches of our inheritance become real, and we stop chasing the empty promises of the world. The greatness of his power becomes evident, and we grow in boldness and confidence in God. This enlightenment often comes through consistent exposure to the Word, prayer, and obedience. As we meditate on Scripture, the Holy Spirit opens our understanding. As we pray, he aligns our hearts with God's purposes. As we obey what we learn, more light is given. Spiritual growth is progressive, and those who hunger for truth continue to receive greater clarity. Ignorance keeps believers living below their privileges, but understanding lifts them into spiritual maturity. Two believers may have the same salvation, yet walk in very different levels of reality. One may live overwhelmed by circumstances, while another walks in faith and authority. The difference is often the enlightenment of understanding. God desires that we know the hope of his calling. This hope stabilizes us in difficult times. He also wants us to know the riches of his inheritance. This keeps us from being attracted to temporary gains. Finally, he wants us to know the exceeding greatness of his power. This empowers us to live victoriously and serve effectively. Go into today determined to grow in spiritual understanding. Refuse to remain at the same level. Seek light from God's Word and allow the Holy Spirit to deepen your knowledge of him. The more your understanding is enlightened, the more you will walk in the reality of your inheritance. Prayer. Lord, increase my hunger for your Word and deepen my understanding. Open my eyes to the hope of your calling, the riches of my inheritance, and the greatness of your power. Help me grow into the fullness of all you have prepared for me. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Corinthians 1 to 2. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.